From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, on Wednesday, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news first, the headlines. Indonesia gaining self-sufficiency in rice production. Indonesia and Vietnam urged to collaborate to develop electric vehicles. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo noted in his statement after visiting the Rice Research Center in Subang, West Java on Tuesday, Indonesia soon achieving self-sufficiency in rice, since the country had stopped importing rice in the last 3 years. President Jokowi also reminded that Indonesians must be vigilant, including by ensuring food availability in sufficient quantities amid food shortages in several countries. Next, we have Chief of the Presidential Staff Muldoko, who has encouraged electric vehicle manufacturers from Vietnam and Indonesia to collaborate in developing electric vehicles. Muldoko made the statement during his online meeting with Vietnamese Ambassador to Indonesia, Ta Phan Thong, at the Binagraha Building, Jakarta, on Tuesday. He invited Vietnam to collaborate with Indonesia to develop an electric vehicle ecosystem for both the domestic market and the Southeast Asian region. The last national news comes from Radio Republik Indonesia, Voice of Indonesia, that once again held the 42nd Diplomatic Forum with the theme Youth, Inspiration for a Better World Future. This is related to the participation of youth as future leaders of the nation in world development in all fields by getting involved in the Youth 20 meeting. Ambassador of Morocco to Indonesia, His Excellency Owadiyah bin Abdullah, who was present at the Diplomatic Forum on Tuesday in Jakarta, said the role of youth is able to make an important contribution to world development. Therefore, to support world development, the Moroccan government issued a large budget to encourage youth to participate in the country's development.
The current government, more than $600 million are to push the youngs issued from universities to create their own company, their own enterprise. And we have sectors, and the target is in these 3 years, 250,000 enterprises created, and also what Morocco target as the sectors of the future: energies, new technologies, natural protection, and others.
Meanwhile, the special staff of the Indonesian Ministry of Youth and Sports for Millennials, Creativity and Innovation, Alia Nur Ayu Laksono, who was also present at the Diplomatic Forum, said Indonesian youth are also actively involved in encouraging the development of the country and the world, such as through their involvement in the Youth Forum 20.
So Y20 is Youth 20, and that's the Young People Working Group. The issues raised by the young Indonesians are reflected in this year's topics of the Y20 pre-summit and summit events that are hosted in about 6 provinces across Indonesia. And the building on the SDGs, the issues that are discussed, youth employment, digital transformation, building a sustainable and livable planet, and fostering diversity and inclusion. So it's 4 topics and that are continued to be discussed. And many youth organizations and communities that exist right now have already been involved.
In addition, Alianur Ayu Laksono also said the Ministry of Youth and Sports has many programs that support Indonesian youth to participate in dealing with national and foreign issues through youth and community organizations. Now we move to the international news. On July 15 and 16, the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Finance, the Honorable Chrystia Freeland, will participate in the G20 Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting in Bali, Indonesia. While in Indonesia, the Deputy Prime Minister will work with like-minded partners to advance key priorities. The Deputy Prime Minister and Canada's G20 allies will also discuss further international coordination in response to Russia's illegal invasion of Ukraine. Next, we have the euro hovered a whisker above parity on the dollar on Wednesday ahead of US inflation data, with traders worry a sky-high reading could force it to lows not seen in decades. We continue with daily COVID-19 infection in South Korea have jumped above 40,000 for the first time in 2 months, with the government warning of a potential 5-fold surge in the coming months. Prime Minister Han Duk-soo told a government COVID-19 response meeting, citing the view of the Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency and experts. The last news comes from oil prices fell in early Asian trading on Wednesday as U.S. inventory data showed buildups in crude oil and refined products amid rising fears of a global economic slowdown. Investors have sold oil positions on worries that aggressive interest rate hikes to stem inflation will spur an economic downturn that will hit oil demand. Next, we present you Diplomatic Corner entitled The Government Promotes Indonesian Coffee at the G20 Sherpa in Labuan Bajo.
Today's Diplomatic Corner headlines: Government promotes Indonesian coffee at the G20 Sherpa in Labuan Bajo. The Indonesian government, in cooperation with the leading coffee producer as the obvious coffee partner of the G20 presidency, promoted Indonesian coffee at the second meeting of the G20 Sherpa in Labuan Bajo, West Manggarai, East Nusa Tenggara. Head of Corporate Communication of the company, Pangesti Budiman, in a statement in Labuan Bajo on Monday, conveyed that all types of coffee provided are excellent ones from Indonesia, including Flores Manggarai, Toraja, Mandailing Coffee Products, and many others. The coffee is available in meeting rooms and exhibition stands. The second meeting of the G20 Sherpa took place in Labuan Bajo on Sunday. The delegates casually tested the coffee provided during the meeting. The delegates also enjoyed coffee while watching dozens of pinisi boats with various sights which pass around Labuan Bajo port. Pangesti also pointed out that Indonesian coffee is indeed provided starting in the meeting room, dining room, exhibition venue, to the location of traditional Indonesian contemporary dance performance. This is part of the promotion of Indonesian coffee, which is unique and rich in taste. He has also said that coffee is continuously served until the end of activity on 13 July 2022. One of the famous coffee types abroad is Flores coffee with Arabica coffee type. The owner of Florasta Barista Kopituk, Agustinus Subanpuka, explained that the character of the taste of florist coffee makes the coffee one of Indonesia's mainstay coffee products in foreign countries. Agustin, who sells coffee every day by riding a motorcycle, said that foreign tourists really like florist typical coffee. They always appreciate the strength of florist coffee's taste after drinking the blended coffee. Moreover, Agustinus further hopes that the G20 event in Labuan Bajo can further promote the enjoyment of the coffee to delegates from abroad. He also asked that the quality of local community originating from East Nusa Tenggara, such as florist coffee, could be maintained so that this product could compete both domestic and foreign markets. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Well, listener, the program Diplomatic Corner ends the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with the event on July 13, 1930, when the first FIFA World Cup was held. The World Football Competition, organized by the International Football Federation or Fédération Internationale de Football Association or FIFA, was first held from July 13 to the 30th, 1930 in Uruguay. This competition was participated by 13 national teams consisting of 7 South American countries, 4 European countries, and 2 North American countries. All matches in this first World Cup were played in the Uruguayan capital, Montevideo. Most of the matches were held at the Estadio Centenario, which was purposely built to welcome the World Cup tournament. The first FIFA football event was won by the host, Uruguay. Moving on to the event of July 13, 1949, about the emergency government of the Republic of Indonesia officially ended. The emergency government of the Republic of Indonesia was the administration of the government of the Republic of Indonesia from December 22, 1948 to July 13, 1949, led by Syafruddin Prawiranegara. Indonesian leaders Sukarno and Hatta were caught by the Dutch on December 19, 1948 and exiled. Moments before their arrest, they had given a mandate to Syafruddin Prawiranegara to form an interim government. On July 6, Sukarno and Hatta returned from exile to Yogyakarta, the provisional capital of the Republic of Indonesia. Syafruddin Prawiranegara handed back his mandate to Sukarno and officially ended the emergency government of the Republic of Indonesia on July 13, 1949. We end today in history with July 13, 2000, about the signing of the bilateral trade agreement between Vietnam and the United States. Vietnam has a long history of war with the United States. After the war, the normalization of relations between the two countries was carried out 2 years after America left Vietnam. On July 13, 2000, Vietnam and the United States signed a bilateral trade agreement. Through the trade agreement, Vietnam's export to the United States increased sharply. The United States became the largest market for Vietnam's exports in just 2 years after the implementation of the trade agreement. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Ta-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Coordinating Minister for Economy Airlangga Hartarto and Bank Indonesia Governor Peri Warjio officially opened the Indonesian Digital Economy and Finance Festival, or FECDI 2022, in Nusa Dua Bali on Monday. The event was themed Advancing Digital Economy and Finance, Synergistic and Inclusive Ecosystem for Accelerated Recovery. The Indonesian Digital Economy and Finance Festival 2022 was a platform for product and service innovation, as well as digital finance and economy policy synergy. The event aimed to accelerate national economic recovery. Peri Warjio in his remarks said digitalization became a pillar of onwards Indonesia. Inclusive synergy and innovation were necessary to advance the country so that it can compete on a global level. Peri Warjio also said Bank Indonesia's support in realizing the national digital finance and economy to accelerate the economic recovery was strengthened further, especially through the payment system digitalization policy. He added that Bank Indonesia was committed to support the national digital economy and finance policy mixture synergy, which was in line with the government's commitment and Indonesian President's vision of Onwards Indonesia. The synergy was reinforced with a joint commitment through the launching of the Digital Economy and Finance National Synergy Movement. This was a side event of the G20 Finance Track, Finance and Central Bank Deputies, and the Third Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors Meeting, or FMCBG, in Bali. The Coordinating Minister for Economy, Airlangga Hartarto, who represented President Joko Widodo at the same occasion, said COVID-19 had created a bright prospect in Indonesian digital economy and finance potential. The Indonesian government is currently optimizing the digitalization opportunity through the implementation of digital economy and finance policy synergy. It is also realized in the cooperation and connectivity strengthening on regional and global level in various sectors, including the trade and payment in ASEAN. Airlangga said the digital economy and finance digitalization was being accelerated with improvements and had encouraged national financial inclusion achievement. The Indonesian Digital Economy and Finance Festival was held for 5 days from July 15, 2022, with dozens of issues and discussions on digital economy and finance development by authorities, industry players, academicians, and international institutions. The issues of FECDI 2022 included digital economy and finance collaboration, digital currency, inclusive and sustainable economy, cross-border payment and green funding, as well as policy strategy in encouraging digitalization for economic recovery.
Bukan salahmu bila diriku tak tahu bagaimana caranya mencintai. Bukannya aku tak cinta kamu, tak menyayangimu dengan sepenuh hatiku, oh cintaku. Biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Ini salahku, kekuranganku. yang mencintaimu dengan cara yang berbeda. Dapatkah kamu merasakannya? Bahwa hatiku ini milik kamu seorang, milikmu sayang. Biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Duhai sayangku, tiada cinta seindah cinta. Maafkanku menerima segala kekuranganku. Semoga Tuhan memberi waktu bagiku untuk membalas kasih sayangmu.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Relaxing while breathing fresh air in the middle of green hill is one way to refresh one's souls and bodies. To avoid the density of a city and to stay away from the dense air pollution must be done every month. In Indonesia, this is often referred to by today's young generation as healing. There are many places that are appropriate for doing it all. One of them is Dusun Bambu, located in Lembang, not far from Bandung City, West Java. Having an area of 15 hectares, this place is an ecotourism area which combines the harmony of traditional Sundanese culture in one area. Besides the form of a recreational park in Dusun Bambu Lembang, West Java, there are also lodgings with a romantic atmosphere. Visitors who want to spend the night with their family can rent a villa with several types available. It's named Dusun Bambu because this area is also a place for bamboo conservation. One can see various types of bamboo from all over Indonesia. Dusun Bambu Lembang Bandung is said to be the appropriate tourism spot because many activities can be done here, from playing activities to culinary tours. For those who like nature activities, they can choose this tourism spot. Various outdoor activities can be done here, such as camping, cycling, jogging, and boat riding around the artificial lake. This tourism location also provides a free shuttle to go around this area, which departs every 5 minutes. There is also a food court known as the Equator Market, which provides a variety of food, drinks, souvenirs, and even vegetables. For parents who want to take their children to play, they can try the bamboo playground facility. This playground also provides rides resembling a maze that children can explore. Dusun Bambu, which is located on Jalan Kolonel Masturi, Situ Limbang, Cisarua, West Bandung Regency, West Java, is open every day from Monday to Sunday, and national holidays continue to operate. Previously, during the pandemic, this place remained open, but the number of visitors was strictly limited. This was done to maintain and ensure the safety and comfort of the visitors. In addition, all management and staff carry out strict health protocols for every visitor who comes. That's Indonesian Wonder.
International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Mau tahu apa yang ada di mimpi? Cerita yang kamu tunggu, jika kamu ingin menunggu semua yang masih belum pasti, menahan rindu yang makin gak terkendali. Belum tahu harus gimana cara jauh pergi, tetap ada kamu lagi. Pejamkan mata yang terlihat kamu lagi. Belum tahu harus gimana caranya menghindarimu.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about ordering tour package. So stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Saya Akan Pilih Sabtu. Saya Akan Pilih Sabtu, which means I will choose Saturday. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a travel agent staff. Dev orders a tour package through a tour travel agent. Dev tells her the tour schedule he wants by using the day vocab.
Jadi, kapan Anda akan mengambil paket wisata dalam kota Jakarta?
Saya akan pilih Sabtu.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Saya, saya, which means I. Akan pilih, which means will choose. Sabtu, Sabtu, which means Saturday. Saya akan pilih Sabtu. Saya akan pilih Sabtu, which means I will choose Saturday. In the conversation, you hear the sentence Saya akan pilih Sabtu, which means I will choose Saturday. To state days, you can say the names of days, namely Senin, which means Monday, Selasa, which means Tuesday, Rabu, which means Wednesday, Kamis, which means Thursday, Jumat, which means Friday, Sabtu, which means Saturday, and Minggu, which means Sunday. Let's listen to expressions that uses day vocab. Sabtu, Sabtu, which means Saturday. Sabtu ini kamu ada acara. Sabtu ini kamu ada acara, which means where are you going this Saturday? Minggu, Minggu, which means Sunday. Bima pergi pada Minggu. Bima pergi pada Minggu, which means Bima goes on Sunday. As in line with the general guideline for Indonesian spelling, the names of days begin with capital letters. For example, the first letter S in the word Senin, which means Monday, is written in a capital letter. So is another time marker, such as month. For example, the first letter J in July, which means July, is written in a capital letter. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Jadi, kapan Anda akan mengambil paket wisata dalam kota Jakarta?
Saya akan pilih Sabtu.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Rahasia, benarkah kata tak ter-
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listeners, in today's edition of Music Corner, I would like to present a song from West Java entitled Kahuma. The song Kahuma tells the activity of farmers who work in the morning to cultivate their fields. The lyrics also invite others to keep working hard, because if they do not work from themselves, there is no one who will help them to meet the needs. This song also reminds us of not putting the loved ones in difficulty. Well, listener, here is the song Kahuma by Ernie Johan. Happy listening!
Voice of Indonesia.
Ni mojang di Pilipina. Angkat sa imbang kepat na mun sa saudan lalauna ka kuping anyam basana disabra tepang harita imutna sering kacipta ngalangkang dina implengan sasarangan dina impenan bentang-bentang labuan nu aya dina implengan bentang-bentang labuan nu aya dina impenan.
Lebah tanya
lebah tanjakan urang-urang dihinya janji duaan.
Well listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today, and we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id.